Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
You really know how to sweet talk the ladies, don't you?
Oh, so you could be detailing your bassoon. Welcome back to the Bob
yeah,
and Tom
that's
Show.
Relatable.
I just ran into my friend who's the world-renowned bassoon repairman.
Oh, come on.
How do you have one of those? How?
Who cares? And so what?
Hey, I just ran into my buddy.
You are the weirdest person on the planet.
Does he have a pager?
If you Google bassoon repairman worldwide, he's the guy.
Well, how many are
there? All right,
there?
I'm doing it.
Man, I don't care.
How many are there? Four?
I think he's really the man. He was with a woman who'd flown in with her bassoon from Australia. You know what a good bassoon costs? Are you kidding me?
Once again, I don't care.
Really?
Don't care.
You don't like a good bassoon solo?
Is his name Keith?
That you're on the wrong Google.
All I see is Keith, too.
Thanks.
So tell your friend to work harder.
You obviously went to Goggle as opposed to Google.
Is it Chad?
No, it's Paul.
He doesn't even show up.
No, Paul.
He's a nobody in the bassoon world, apparently.
Did you spell bassoon right?
Why do you say it like that? Bassoon.
Bassoon.
No.
How do you say it?
Bassoon.
Bassoon, okay.
Just what he said. No.
His name is Paul?
Yeah, Paul Norby.
Oh, yep. I'm sorry, because I said Norby, and you didn't say anything. That is the first one that comes up.
I told you, worldwide. Yeah. I ran into him. He's having lunch at this restaurant, and there's
This
lady has come in from Australia. Can you imagine flying from Australia just to have your bassoon repaired? That's amazing.
Why didn't she just mail the bassoon?
Yeah, no joke.
She didn't have to arrive.
You think you'd throw a bassoon in the mail? You'd have to put it in like one of those ski cases.
Still got to be cheaper than flying you and the bassoon.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe they probably don't have a lot of
people.
Oh, I see. You're saying
people they can talk to.
And her and Paul probably.
No, not at all. I'm just saying. Okay. When you're a bassoon repairman,
I owe Paul an apology. I am sorry.
In the last just over a minute, here's what you said that no one can relate to. Bassoon, or is you bassoon?
Bassoon
or bassoon?
Right.
Bassoon.
It's a bassoon.
Bassoon repairman, ski case.
Hey, you know those hard cases you put your skis in to travel. You throw a bassoon on one of them. Would you ship a? I mean, a good bassoon can cost six figures.
I'm going to.
No.
Sure.
$100,000.
If you buy the first bassoon, maybe.
$100,000 for a bassoon.
Easy.
Created.
Easy.
Oh, come on.
You want a good one or do you want a cheap
one? I'm going to see how much a bassoon costs on Amazon
six-figure bassoon.
You're going to get a Kmart bassoon.
Everybody who's in this conversation hates you right now.
Bassoon or bassoon?
It's a bassoon. His uptown accent is
Isn't that
out.
A great name, though, for this thing?
No.
It's a silly-sounding name.
Prices range from $3,000 to $30,000.
That's for the cheap ones.
For the most in-demand professional instruments. Okay,
well, really?
You know how much a good cello can cost?
Oh, my God.
$3 million. Yeah, is that what you're going to tell us?
Yo-Yo Ma's playing it.
This is a bassoon. You like it?
At least you said it.
It's the morning, sports fans!
Isn't that a great sound?
I'll go so far as it's objectionable.
Yeah. I had to sit next to the bassoon player in band, and it was, not worth it.
Oh, I always love when somebody else in band judges another person.
So
that's all we do.
Talk about a nerd.
Now, see, Grace, I don't want to get personal here, but I mean, if someone is a quality bassoon player, I assume they're ability.
They have good lungs, and they would be.
Well, their fingering skills.
Extraordinary,
yeah. What do you mean, Ned?
After listening to him, because, as I was first chair flautist in my band, thank you, and had to sit next to him.
Nothing like a great flautist.
Yeah. But, he was not good.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
$100,000.
The highest one I can find is $31,295.50.
Yeah. It's
probably a that job. One's gold-plated.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. Got a little surprise coming for you here.
Okay.
Surprise for the...
Performing cats.
It's not performing cats. Is the surprise ready? Bring them on in there.
I'm holding my breath.
Now, Chad Daniels, comedian, joins us in the studio.
Neither am I.
I don't want to look.
Along with Chick McGee, Josh Arnold, this is Tom speaking, the lady of the house, Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Is it the real Aruba Ray?
It is not the real Aruba Ray.
No, I haven't. I know what it is.
Is it the backward singer?
No,
it's not the backward
Mark.
Singer. I've brought in a...
I mean, hey!
Hi.
That's great!
I have brought in a...
Now listen to how he pronounces this, Chad. Listen.
Now, this is a real rock and roll cat here. You can see he's got the tattoos, just like you, Chad.
Yeah. Got the Rush t-shirt on.
Wearing a Rush t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a beard like he's a waiter at a hip restaurant. Kind of a,
I do that on the side.
Kind of a super hip looking mega goatee. Nice head of hair. Big stash. And he's, you know what he's carrying in his, what, do you know what that is, Chad?
It looks like the gun from Mission Impossible 5 snuck into the orchestra.
That's right.
That is a bassoon.
Bassoon.
And I bring this up because the other day I was in a restaurant.
That's not how you were pronouncing it.
Bassoon.
You were saying bassoon.
Is that what you're saying?
Bassoon. Okay, bassoon.
Thank you.
Did you say it again?
Bassoon.
Bassoon. Not ba. Ba.
Right.
Bassoon. Okay, bassoon. I ran into... So I'm at this restaurant, and I run into this friend of mine who had retired as a teacher, great teacher, great guy, Paul. And I said, how's retirement? He goes, oh, I haven't retired. I'm the world's foremost bassoon repairman.
Did he refer to himself as the world's foremost?
Yes, he did. And
that's pretty awesome.
Am I correct?
He has people all the world.
Yeah, so this is Mark Ortwein, sure, is our guest. So, no, Paul's sitting there, and he goes, I'd like you to meet this woman. And she was from Australia, and she goes, yes, I flew here with my bassoon so that Paul could fix it.
Hmm.
I mean, this. So if you Google bassoon repair, he's like the first or second guy worldwide.
Yeah,
bassoon.
You know, what a weird gig.
Sure.
I mean, it's just what a
bassoon.
Okay, hey, look, I can't play one or. So it looks like, as you said, it looks like the gun from Mission Impossible 5.
Yeah.
Yep. It looks like a bazooka or something.
So,
yeah.
Mark, what did that baby cost you? Do you mind if I ask?
This is a new Yamaha, actually. Uh-huh. They can go up to about $40,000. One of the companies in Germany, they're about 50,000.
50,000.
That's so unacceptable.
Can you finish it?
This is more like
50,000 what?
Dollars.
U.S. dollars.
Is that real?
U.S. dollars.
Yeah, that's real.
Well, I'm moving, man. I don't want to break it.
Now,
should we kick his ass and take that bassoon?
Take it to Pat Godwin's pawn shop.
I think the thing we've all missed is they're still making new bassoons.
Exactly.
Like crazy. They've taken on a third shift.
You won't believe the biggest bassoon company in the world is in Indiana.
Really?
Now, South Whitley.
Is that made of wood?
Company. Yeah, it's a maple. It's just stained maple.
Now, are the good ones all wood, or do they make them aluminum like in baseball if you're...
polypropylene.
Oh, really?
Okay. Some student bassoons they make.
Okay, can you just play just a little something to give us a feel for how the bassoon sounds? Because they were all mocking me because I...
Oh, no. Right.
No, yeah.
I just love
right
this sound.
Chick.
Okay, here we go.
Here in Slovakia, my mother dies in my arms.
She's hairier than Larry Zonka.
He was crushed at the Bolt factory.
That's Mark Ortwein on the bassoon.
Wow, that is beautiful.
That is.
Now, Chick, anything funnier than the bassoon?
I can't think of anything, no. This is perfect.
Are there any famous rock songs that feature the bassoon?
Yeah, I'm kind of stumped.
Oh, wait a second.
All right, there are at least five other bassoons.
There's a Smokey Robinson tune.
Oh, okay.
Four.
That's got
Tears of a clown?
Tears of a Clown.
We have just had...
Right at the beginning, Tears of a Clown, yeah.
Yeah.
We've just had four other bassoon artists enter the room. Is a bassoon player referred to as a bassoonist?
Bassoonist.
Wow, so there are now five bassoonists here.
Uh-huh. Are those all the same size bassoons?
No.
When do you want me there? Bassoonist.
Is Now, I know as a former clarinet player, there's also a bass clarinet.
Right. Are there alto bassoons and bass bassoons?
Yes. There's contrabassoon.
What does that mean?
Twice the size of this.
You have to smuggle
plays
them.
About the lowest note. Of the
yeah, exactly. The contrabassoons aren't smuggled, as Christy just brilliantly said.
If this happened in a high school, they'd lock it down.
Pablo Escobar was a contrabassoonist.
I can actually bring one of those in sometimes.
Okay, all right.
So if a contrabassoon, one would presume, is bigger.
Right.
So that costs even more?
I'm not, no.
Oh, really?
About the same.
About the same. Oh, good deal. Now,
a little less demand for those.
Do bassoonists consider contrabassoon players to be dorks?
No, the coolest. They're the coolest.
Okay. Now, did you get pounded a lot in high school when you were?
No, I'm a sax player too. So.
Okay. Do you play the oboe?
No oboe. No. The oboe players get
those guys. They're the ones that
nerds.
They're holding all the pot.
It's an oboe player. Now, I am literally trapped in the studio by bassoon players. I can't get out now.
This is because you were mocking me the other day because I said the bassoon was a beautiful instrument.
We were mocking the way you said the word bassoon.
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 Mark and I have met before. He's a wonderful man, and I have actually been around this. Is it a quintet?
One, two, yeah, three. There's five
of
them.
Bassoon players in a bar setting, actually.
In a bar?
You guys do bar gigs?
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
They were at a bar, and I happened to be hosting an event, and they came and
When we come back, we'll do a live bassoon song.
Yes.
Right.
Wonderful.
Now, so
Wait a minute. Is that going to be an electric bassoon very soon?
Oh, yeah.
There's a pedal.
Yeah. He has a wah-wah pedal and
There's
a plug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A wah-wah bassoon.
I'm so stoked for this.
This is going to be great.
You know what? You've been redeemed in my eyes.
And just
this
to be clear,
surprise was worth it.
I have a great look. The pedal turned up to 14.
No.
Oh, wow.
Just so you guys know.
All right.
Bassoon players out.
Blowing
higher,
the roof
we
off.
We go higher than 11. So.
All right.
We'll come back with some rock and roll bassoon. I wanted to mention real quick, can I ask our bassoonists to give us just a taste, a little teaser of bassoon music?
Sure.
Before we come, I'm so excited about this. Are you alive over there? Were you plugged in, or are you going to do the acoustic?
I'll do that later.
Okay, you're doing your acoustic bassoon. Okay. Just give me a 10-second teaser.
Bassoon unplugged.
One,
okay.
Two.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Oh. Yes.
We'll be back with more bassoon. And we won't be asking you to contribute money and get a free cup when we return. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. This is so exciting. With us in the studio, comedian Chad Daniels. Chad is currently a camera operator.
True.
Because he's photographing for posterity the fact that we have five bassoonists in the studio. My big surprise today because you guys were mocking
it's me wonderful
about how much I like the bassoon. So we got
I think that's what we were mocking.
Called Rock E Bassoon. That's right, five bassoonists.
Quintet.
Were any of you guys in the marching band?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got. Oh, yeah. Did you march with a bassoon? Okay.
Cello.
Cello. Okay.
Yes.
Good, thank you. We have Mark Ortwine, Matt Gutwine, no relation,
no.
Just both of the wines.
They're wines.
People.
Please tell me your nicknames are Ort and Gut. Please tell me that. Yo, Ort, what up, Gut?
We have Doug Spaniel, and of course, with a name like Spaniel,
his nickname has to be Cocker. Go ahead.
You know, that ended after like second grade.
There you go.
Second grade.
Sure did. Not in this studio.
Not here, baby. Welcome to nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
Doug Cocker Spaniel. I'm sure the bullying is what led you to pick up the bassoon. Diana Ortega, like the taco. All right. Ortega brand tacos,
Ortega.
Most famous of all tacos.
I call her the taco. That's right.
And Kelly Swenson. With a lot of S's in there. Is that spelled right? Is it S-S at the end?
There's a lot of them.
Wow, that's a lot of them.
Hi, this is your name, and we're going to
make fun of you.
If you guys marched with a marching band with your bassoons, people would go, oh, look, the National Guard is coming. They look like weapons. It's awesome.
And we were talking about this because I met a friend of mine. I ran into him, that, and he's a bassoon repairman. He's like the god of bassoon. which is why I was talking about him, and then you guys were mocking me.
We weren't mocking bassoon players.
The fact that you would have a job as a bassoon repairman, I don't think you'd need a pager is what I'm saying, but apparently you do.
This guy's super busy. They fly in. And
how did you meet a bassoon repairman?
He's a friend. He's a great teacher.
What did you What did you hire him to do over at the house? Is he one of your people you send out to wait for things?
He taught my kids music.
Well, he's waiting for the bassoon repair of the next call. He's probably
can't even listen right now. He's so busy fixing bassoons. Who's the most famous bassoonist in the world? Is there a go-to bassoonist?
There's a couple German players, like Klaus Thunemann.
The Tuna, we call him.
Yeah, he's on Spotify.
Go Tuna, go! Taco, let's go!
Now, can you just give us a sample of a... I heard you plugging in over there.
Yes.
So what? Do you have a pickup on that thing?
I do. I'm going into guitar pedals. Yeah.
Now, when you play with a symphony orchestra, you're acoustic, right?
Acoustic. I've done a couple of shows actually doing kind of electric guitar solos, though.
Now, I know you did play. This is true. I saw you play with Peter Frampton,
right.
With the ISO, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was such an incredible show. Did he come and say anything special to the bassoon section?
He loves the bassoon.
Really?
Actually, I'm on a CD with him that I recorded with him in Cincinnati when I lived there.
Sure. Now,
playing saxophone.
Now, can you do the thing where you sing I Feel Like I Do as you're blowing into your double reed?
I can kind of get that sound, depending on your pedals. But.
Oh.
Pedals. Hmm. Okay. Now, before we do that, you just want to do a little number for us?
Yeah.
And then, are we electric on this one?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Once again, this is the Rock E Bassoon Quintet. Rocky Bassoon. Oh, there's more. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky Bassoon.
That is some fine bassoonery.
Yes. And is that considered lead bassoon when you're...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Plugged in. God, that's
man.
Really, I'm sure that's hard to do, but God, is that funny. Wow. Where does the sound come out, the top or the bottom?
No, all over the place.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, when I play in the studios, more solo stuff, I'll have usually three mics. One up top.
Oh, really? This is like miking a set of drums.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. I was trying to think, is there, in Peter and the Wolf, is there a bassoon in that?
Oh, yeah. He's the grandfather.
Mm. Oh, God.
That's the music I hear when I wake up in the morning. I'm trying to make my way to the shower.
Now, how heavy is a bassoon?
It's about 28 pounds.
What is it? What was it weigh?
No way.
Probably 10 pounds. I think mine's about 10.
No.
Okay. Because they're about 4 feet long.
No, right? I noticed that because Mark is wearing sax players, they wear kind of a... Looks like a lanyard around their neck.
Yeah.
Mark looks like he's about to be airlifted off of a cliff after an injury, and they've strapped him in. That is serious. That's a very serious set of straps there.
So my mom can take me to the mall.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He looks like a kid in Disney World on a leash. once again, we have a special guest, the Rocky Bassoon Quintet. Did you want to do one other?
Today will actually be a sextet plus a drummer.
Yeah. Wow! You mean there's another bassoon guy?
Another one, yes.
Does he have like a straight job so he couldn't be here this morning?
No, he plays in the symphony with me, Mike Muchinski.
He's just not a fan of the show.
Specifically, can't say I blame him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another gig this morning.
Okay. Yeah, another bassoon gig, of course.
He's home with the baby, so.
He's got a baby? Okay, I go down that road. God, I love that Peter and the Wolf thing. That's one of my favorites. Can you do that again for me? This just brings back so much.
But everyone's a picture of chick walking to the shower.
I'm walking in the shower. Here we go. Yep. Stupid dogs.
That's you.
How can you not love that? Have you ever run it by the symphony guy? You ever run it by him? Hey, say, hey, can we maybe electrify my bassoon for this next tune?
That won't help.
They don't listen. Do they have a sense of humor at all about that stuff? No.
Okay. Not too much. They'll laugh and say no.
Who are the hippest people in a symphony orchestra? Typically,
well, the bassoon section certainly.
Who are the snottiest? The violins.
Ooh. Well, you're going to get him in trouble.
I think somebody else should answer that.
I'd say the flautists have to be.
He can't answer that. He has to work with these people.
Okay, sorry. Because we all know in bands, those have been around bands, all the drugs are the horn players, let's face it.
I don't know anything about
that. You had high hopes for that line, didn't you?
No,
I thought it was going to bring the house down.
No, it's not bringing. That's true. Ask Keith Richards. Who do you think is carrying all that stuff? It's the guy with the trumpet. I'm sorry. So we have another little thing before we...
Sure. On.
Great.
Yeah, this is, once again, it's Rock E. Bassoon, the bassoon. We have the quintet. The sextet will be maybe next time if we get lucky. We're ready. That's the Rock E. Bassoon.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.